Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey everybody, and welcome back
to Belief It
or Not.
The return of Belief It or Not.
New year,
new us.
Mostly way into the year, and back. It's Easter Sunday. We have risen.
We pushed the stone aside. We crawled out of the cave. We didn't have our sunglasses on, so our eyes are very sore.
Yep. We're like Donald Trump staring at the sun.
Oh, it's too bright here. Is that a good Trump?
I think you should be on SNL.
Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
But it's daytime and a Thursday, so
yeah.
When we're recording. When this releases, not so much.
Damien, what's new with you? It's been a few months.
It has been a few months. You know, life gets wild. I was just part of a sketch fest, which was really fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I had another Comic Con adventure with my other podcast, Spooked, so that was another fun time. I haven't told you this yet. I'm going to be going to Europe next month for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
With my partner. We're leaving April 4th, and we're going to be there for about a week and a half.
Where in Europe are you?
Germany, maybe going to Austria, looking either Croatia or Italy kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but before she has to go back to work in Finland for a week after that.
All right, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
She's the one who finds the rock elves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she finds the elves. No, that's Iceland.
Yeah, you know when you go to a garden and you see all these little garden gnomes made of like porcelain and stone? That's what she finds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's a huge deposit in Finland.
Yeah, that
makes sense. And that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went on my vacation in January.
Yes.
Just want to say the vacation was good. Should I say what airline never to use?
Probably.
Never use Sunwing if you're Canadian.
.ca?
Sunwing sucks.
Are they... That's one of those things. Is it just an airline or are they like a whole travel company?
They're a whole travel company.
Okay,
so they own the airline and they own a lot of the resorts.
Mm.
If they don't own the resorts, they also just work with other resorts.
Right. Because I mostly know them from the commercials.
Yeah.
Sunwing.ca.
It was just, they were a disaster.
Not a good time.
Wow. For the flights. I didn't go on a resort that was owned by them, and the resort was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice little break, but the stress I had with those flights.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What was so stressful about that? I'm curious.
7-hour delay for the first one.
Oh, okay. Was that the...
As I walked up to the gate is when they said it was a 7-hour delay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they ever say what happened or?
Mechanical issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm glad I'm alive.
Yeah, that's fair. But they couldn't have got another plane before those 7 hours?
No, I guess not. And it's like, so are you doing maintenance on those planes regularly?
No.
Because my flight home was delayed by 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we sat on the tarmac in the heat in the Dominican Republic.
Hey.
It was about 2 hours later when somebody was like, can we get water or something? We're dying here.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I've only really been on a plane like once where they were delaying it while I was on the plane, but that was because they had to de-ice it because it was so snowy and icy.
Yeah, I've had that many times, but this was, I think, the engine light came on or something.
They probably left the gas tank cap open.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That'll sometimes cause the engine light to come on. Yeah. It's the first thing you should check.
My anxiety went up when it was supposed to be going down, but that's okay. The trip itself was fantastic. And I had a very
What do they say? Two steps forward, one step back, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So format change.
Trying some new things out, seeing what sticks, throw it all against the wall, and maybe hear from the people at home and what they like and what they want to see too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to keep putting the audio versions of the videos on the podcast feed. I'm going to try to do it like the same day or the next day instead of 5 days later when I remember suddenly. But this one we're going to do once a month, and it'll be kind of a monthly review of religion, some religious stories that happened within that month. I realize that I'm not a historian, and I would get stressed out because I didn't say something right or I got something wrong, and we'll get stuff wrong, don't get me wrong, but
we're trying our best.
Yeah, but it's more up-to-date things we're gonna get wrong, so we got that going for us.
Yeah.
So let's talk about actually I have a video, a couple of videos here we'll watch together.
Ooh.
And then we'll talk about here. So this one,
are we gonna have these on the screen?
Yeah, we'll put these on the YouTube version, but you'll hear the audio on the audio version.
Canada is proposing a new bill to make Christianity illegal, as well as punishing Christians with jail time for their faith. A Canadian member of parliament by the name of Yves Francois Blanchet has proposed a bill called Bill C-367, which aims to remove protections from speaking about religion from section 319.31b of the Canadian Criminal Code. Citing, this enactment amends the criminal code to eliminate as a defense against willful promotion of hatred or anti-Semitism the fact that a person in good faith expressed or attempted to establish by an argument an opinion on a religious subject or an opinion based on a belief in a religious text. This would make quoting the Bible illegal.
So that's one. Do you know that guy? Have you seen
No, I don't think I've seen this guy's videos for.
So,
and I don't know if this is, if the point he's making is correct.
No.
Am I right?
No, it's not. He does this other video where he does a series of videos. So he releases bad Christian music as well. And he does videos showing how like some evil music video by like Ariana Grande has like millions of views and his only has 1,000. And he's like looking angrily at the camera.
Right.
And stuff. Here's another video on the same.
Do we want to discuss that a little bit?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same one. So
I see. Okay.
Let's see here. Yeah. So I thought we'd watch quickly both of them and then talk about what's actually happening.
Proposed Canadian law could see Christians jailed for quoting the Bible. Should Christians be arrested for quoting portions of the Bible in public? Should pastors be charged with a hate crime when they preach against certain sins? Should churches be closed if the government does not approve of their beliefs? You might think these are ridiculous questions. After all, this is Canada, the true North, strong and free. Our national motto is Amare Usque Admare, quoted from Psalm 72:8, which says that Christ shall have dominion from sea to sea. This is not communist China. However, with the introduction of Bill C-367, all these questions are on the table. I call this bill the Closet the Christians Bill, because that is exactly what it intends to do.
The Closet the Christian Bill.
What is it? Bill C-367?
Yeah. Bill C-367. So basically, it's not a bill that's making Christianity illegal. Also, if you're worried about not being allowed to say hate speech, you might be the baddies.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So
wait, so it's eliminate as a defense against willful promotion of hatred or anti-Semitism, the fact that a person in good faith expressed or attempted to establish by an argument an opinion on a religious subject or an opinion based on a belief in a religious text. So is this saying that you being hateful but then quoting the Bible as your reasoning for it would be illegal? Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, well, what it's saying, it's taking the already exist. It's just an amendment to the already existing hate speech laws in Canada.
Right.
It just removes one clause. But the thing is, so this was, like that first video said, it was introduced by Yves Francois Blanchet. Yves France, but he's a member of the Bloc Québécois, okay. Which for non-Canadians, that's another party. We have a multi-party system kind of in Canada.
Yeah.
And they're not the official opposition right now. They're a minor party. He has introduced this bill in November. Nobody's doing anything with it. Nobody else cares. They're not pushing it through. It's not being really talked about. It's barely happening. But even if it did, it's not a terrible bill. It's just saying,
yeah,
we're removing the religious clause from hate speech laws. I think there's grounds for that because we see people like that friggin' street preacher in right. Calgary and that one guy in Toronto.
So as it is now, there is a clause in the hate speech bills that if it's backed by or backed, quote unquote, by like a religious belief,
yeah.
that it's okay.
Then
is
it's
that
fine,
kind of what
yeah.
the thing is saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because I think, you know, it's still just because it's part of your belief system doesn't mean it's not hate speech.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell?
And you can just like make up religions. Yeah. So like,
they all are.
Yeah.
So
they're all made up. Yeah. And it's like people used to use, and still many people use religion to excuse their racism.
Yep.
Does that mean racism's okay?
Well, I mean, they've been using it to excuse all kinds of atrocities,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So, but it's a fear-mongering tactic to say that they're coming against mm-hmm. you. Christians are being, because Christians love being persecuted.
Which is insane to think
yeah.
of the domination that the Christian world has had
yeah.
over the last 2,000 years.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. They love the persecution complex.
Especially in North America, like the yeah. whole Manifest Destiny thing. Like,
yeah.
What do you think you guys did? Like, you were a bunch of Christians who came here and just destroyed everything.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? I think it was something I was saying that it's when equality is being enacted, the people who were in power before, it feels like an injustice
yeah.
when it's just equality being enacted.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what one of these situations is yeah. like. It's like, I don't know. I also think that a lot of these people just want to have like a victim complex.
Yep.
And then I think it's a lot of the people in power just want to have something to rile their base up.
Yeah, exactly. And this isn't the first time that these kind of things have been used in Canada.
God, no.
In 2022... Bill C-4, I believe it was, mm-hmm. was passed, and that's the banning of conversion therapy. And it was all the same headlines.
Yeah.
They're outlawing Christianity. You can't preach from the pulpit. You can't preach truth from the pulpit, or you can't preach the Bible from the pulpit without going to jail. It's like, no, you just can't do conversion therapy, this practice that's
yeah, you
awful
can't
and
force children into things where you're trying to pray the gay away.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's really fucked.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's really fucked up.
I mean, these kind of things too. These are always such arguments that I don't understand why people go so strongly at bat for when there are just so many other actual problems that
yeah.
we could be dealing with.
Yeah.
Not saying that we can't address these issues, and something like the conversion therapy one is a good thing.
Yeah.
But to fight and saying that conversion therapy is a good thing is
yeah.
it's wild.
And yeah, and then the one guy too. We didn't watch the whole thing, but he quoted different Canadians that had been arrested, and one of them was, I think most of them actually were arrested for breaking COVID restrictions. And it's like, that's
right.
not religious persecution. That's
yeah.
you're endangering people's lives.
Yeah, yeah, but they were slightly inconvenienced. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
like that barbecue place in
Can't
Toronto.
We?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so sad and mm-hmm. depressing.
This episode is brought to you by
Factor.
Yeah, Factor.
Oh, yeah. Ready to eat meals. Oh, and it makes everything easy for us. You know, we're on the go.
On the go.
We're working Joe's. We're doing our thing. We're mm-hmm. podcasting. We're doing research, reading the Bible. What the heck? But that's the beautiful thing about Factor with their pre-prepared, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. They have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more. I don't know what the more is, but sounds exciting.
Well, I heard there's 55 nutritionally packed add-ons.
Oh, my God.
Help your weekly meal planning even more.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, you should get onto that, man. Two-minute meals, fuel up fast with Factors. Restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are.
So usually when I've been editing the videos, it'll be like a long 12-hour day for the last couple of days, and I usually just order takeout. And
yeah.
That can get expensive.
And that's the thing. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily, because it is actually cheaper than doing takeout. And every meal is dietitian approved, so it's going to be good for you, not just tasting good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get as much or as little as you want to. It's flexible for your schedule.
Would you say there's prep?
No prep.
Would you say there's a mess?
No mess.
What? 100% ready to eat. You were saying about the chicken?
Yeah, that was one of the things. Like, sometimes when you get frozen meals, you know, you have something. Chicken is one of the trickiest ones, I find. And it's usually dry or chewy or gross, but not with Factor. I found, like, that's one of the big things that really hit me, was that it was actually still flavorful and juicy and good.
It was so good. I really liked that. They had a balsamic vinaigrette chicken.
Yeah, was that with the Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
That one was really nice. Or the chorizo chili. That was a good one, too.
Listen. I need you all to head to factormeals.com/ornotpod50. Use the code ornotpod50 to get 50% off. That's code ornotpod50 at factormeals.com/ornotpod50 to get 50% off.
That's like half your meals for free. So what are you waiting for?
Another story, another thing in the news. You hear about this? church attendance.
You hear about this?
Three in 10 Americans say they attend religious services every week.
Mm-hmm.
That's 21%, or almost every week at 9%, while 11% report attending once a month, 50% seldom, 31% never.
Okay. I'm not surprised. They've been saying that for years, that church attendance is down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you have a proliferation of the internet.
Yeah.
People are more online. They're more tuned into things. They see a lot of the bullshit. Churches can't get away with the same divisional tactics that they have and brainwashing techniques.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You can't isolate and shame people as easily as you. Well, you still can, but not in the same way they've been doing for years and years and years.
And Mormonism is still pretty strong. I'm going to pull up the chart here.
Well, of course, the more extreme ones are.
Oh, yeah.
That's not surprising.
So 54% of people who claim to be Mormon go to church every week.
Mm-hmm.
13% almost every week. So that's pretty high. That's, what, 67%? And then Protestants, 30% every week, 14% almost every week. And then Muslims, then Catholics. And it has a lot to do with, like, where you identify, right?
Oh. Sorry.
No problem. So it's like, I think people are feeling more comfortable saying that they're none now, too.
Oh, yeah, right?
Atheist, yeah. And Catholics, I know a lot of Catholics, it's like, you're Catholic for life. It doesn't matter what you believe, you're Catholic. Same with Jewish people, yeah.
I mean, especially in the States, that's such a thing. And we're getting it more here, I guess. It's like the same with politics, too. Like, once you're this is what you are. And that's what you always have to do.
Yeah.
You have to support your team. And it's just like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you have to do that? Why don't you look at the things that benefit us as a society the most, or the things that are important to you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's funny, like, my hometown used to always be liberal.
Yeah.
And since, I don't know what happened, but they hate Trudeau now, and it is, like, the most conservative town in Ontario. Like, it's,
Well, I guess there's probably a few factors with that. Like, one, maybe your perception of it and the people you know from it now are more conservative.
Yeah,
and then I do know that, like, a lot of, again, Facebook has been a major driving force of the kind of uber Christian or not Christian, uber conservative side of things, yeah. where it's just this weird irrational hate monger,
yeah.
where the whole identity is like whatever this is.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's the same with like the convoy people, right? They found a thing that they could all join together and yeah. be mad about, and that's all they have now.
Yeah. And it's so funny, like the things people blame on Trudeau. It's classic, thanks Obama, but what was Trudeau?
It's like so many of the things that you see, like, well, these are provincial mandates. Why are you mad at the prime minister? There are things to be mad at the prime minister about.
Yeah.
There are reasons to not like Very the prime much. Minister. Yeah. I am not saying that. I'm saying that most of the talking points you see, and usually if you're running around town with a fuck Trudeau flag on your truck, you're probably wrong for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, exactly. I had a NDP guy come to my door the other day canvassing, and they're really pushing for rent control.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing he pointed out was, like, it's not enough to have, like, I mean, Ontario's getting rid of rent control in a lot of areas, which when we need it the most.
Oh, well, we already got rid of that a couple of years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, so it's now it's any building over certain that was built before a certain time has rent control.
Anybody else doesn't. After 2018, so new rentals had no rent control.
Yeah, and so but the NDP is pushing for not just rent control for while you live there, but you can't raise the rent more than a certain percentage, even if somebody moves out.
Oh yeah, because some of the stuff they've been doing lately is insane.
Yeah,
everyone's priced out of the market. Nobody can move. Like, that's the thing. Like, even if I wanted to.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah, I want to move to a bigger place. I just know that it's crazy right now. Like, I would have to at least double what I pay in rent.
Without having to, like, move so far outside the city.
Yeah.
And even then, it's getting harder and harder to.
Yeah. I could move back home and it'd be a lot cheaper, but then I'd be back home.
Yeah, and that's.
Sorry, guys.
The cost of that is too much.
Yeah, it's the cost of my soul.
Yeah, I don't want to move back home either, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Nobody does.
No.
I mean, I love my family, just not the town.
They're fine. Yeah. But, like, come on.
Yeah.
You know what you've done.
Yeah. I love how, too, on a recent video, I said the name of the town I'm from, so mm-hmm. I'm not being cryptic at all.
Right.
Yeah. Another story. Hey, here's what's in the news. Donald Trump, you ever hear about him?
I've heard a few things about this guy. He was a reality TV star, right?
He was.
Wow.
Have you seen his announcement about his Bible?
No, I actually didn't. I've been kind of like hearing little things about his trial, but that's about it. Like some of the stuff about the fines and how that kind of got flip-flopped around and then reduced and all that shit. And you're like, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
So he's trying to raise money now by selling a Bible. Let's see.
Oh, maybe I did hear about this.
Because he had his shoes. He's got his sneakers. He's got his perfume.
Mm-hmm.
He did those, what were the NFTs a couple years ago? Yeah. Or was that last year? It's all blended into one. And now he's got his Holy Bible for $60, $59.99.
I might have to get one. So little peek behind the curtain. We're going to do this later, but I started reading the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and I was went to a few thrift shops trying to find one. Couldn't find one.
Really?
So I went on the internet and got one. Mm-hmm. I was going to do an app, and I saw one, and it was just Bible.com, and they had a QR code, so I scanned it to look at the app, but then the permissions it asked for me, I'm like, oh, no, this is really bad. I'll bring it up for then. I'll find that. But yes, let's watch this video.
Okay. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Mappa.
Make America pray again.
How do you not see how phony this guy is?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It's insane. Like, okay, so you know Jake Paul?
Yeah.
I can't stand Jake Paul. We know that. Except for his hit song, It's Every Day, Bro. Other than that...
Well, he's going to be fighting Mike Tyson this summer, isn't he?
Yeah. Good for them. But he made a really good point. Mm-hmm. He was like... This is the classic, like, when you don't know how to make any more money, you sucker people into selling Bible or buying your Bibles.
Right.
It's that classic, like, there was a documentary called The Salesman about in the 50s about guys trying to sell Bibles door to door and just how pathetic they are. And he's just that pathetic guy.
Well, I mean, he's always been that guy. Oh, like, yeah. His whole thing has been trying to swindle people. Like, yeah. That's what he's been doing. Oh, he's constantly doing that.
And he always said, like, the Bible thing, too. Like, when he was running for president, the first time, he was like, yeah, the Bible's my favorite book. And they're like, can you name, like, what's your favorite part of the Bible? He's like, ah, it's too personal. I don't like to talk about that.
I mean, I'll give him this. I think there's a lot of Christians who don't know the Bible
that
way. No. I always go back to that. Yeah. There was like a Colbert Report thing like years ago when there was like this governor trying to push to have the Ten Commandments in every courtroom.
Yeah.
And Colbert point blank asked him, can you name the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
And then the guy got mad and he's just like, I don't think I need to do that here. Because yeah. He clearly had no idea.
Well, it's funny too, because like when I was a Christian, I figured, well, the Bible is God made this book and he gave it to us, and he's the God of the universe, and so I should probably read this thing. But then I get to Bible college. Yeah. Nobody knows the Bible.
Yeah.
And I remember once we were talking about prayer, and someone said, oh, yeah, you know, just you don't need to pray over and over again. You just pray once, and God's good with that.
I'm like, one and done.
One and done. And I was like, well, what about the parable of the widow and the judge? And she's like, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, no, we don't, do we? You don't have to.
I mean,
yeah.
To be fair, it's hard to know everything in the Bible. It's hard to know everything in any book, right?
Yeah.
And then we're just gatekeeping the fandom here, right? So
that's true. That's like, you know, oh, I like Star Wars. Oh, yeah. Really? Do you know, have you read this extended universe book?
It's like, no, like, I don't.
No, sorry.
What's Obi-Wan's middle name? I'm like, I don't
Old
know.
Ben.
Old Ben?
Yeah. His parents named him, we want an Old Ben Kenobi.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So are we going back to Trump selling his Bibles?
Yes,
we're still
yes,
on that. Yeah. So let's make America pray again. MAPA, MAGA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$59.99.
That seems expensive.
That does.
Can you not get like Bibles for free in a lot of places?
You can, but you know, a good family Bible used to be considered an investment. You'd pay a lot of money for it.
But is this one a good Bible?
Well, let's see. What does it have? It has easy to read, large print, slim design that invites you to explore God's word anytime. It includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, as well as the handwritten chorus of the famous Greenwood song. And this is the
so there
God
we go.
Bless America.
We're going back into Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's
this idea of patriotism being the right way, and you have to love your country, and you have to love these things, where it's like, if you truly appreciate your country and you like your country, you're not just going to blindly follow this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most dangerous things I think about Christian nationalists is this unwavering, unquestioning devotion to everything.
Yeah.
And these people who try to espouse those ideals and say that I'm all about this, and if you don't believe this, you're not an American, you're not a Christian, you're not at this, you're not at that, right?
Yeah.
And like, as an actual decent human being, that should be a huge red flag for you.
Yeah.
That should be like, wait a minute, you're asking me to not question anything you're doing because you're claiming to be this infallible person, right?
Yeah.
And like, that's such a slippery slope of just like, as soon as you start letting one thing slide, you start letting everything slide,
yeah.
As we're kind of seeing with a lot of their supporters.
Yeah. And it's like, they will come for you. Like, Christian nationalism, it doesn't matter what you believe, there's going to be something that goes against their agenda, and eventually it'll come for you. That's the problem with fascism. Even if you're on the right side, even if you're towing the party line, they're going to come for you.
These are also the people who are first to call out call people fascists. And so, you know, when in fact the parties that they're supporting are the actual fascists.
Yeah.
And the people who are not looking out for the interests of the people in the country, they're looking out for their own interests and the interests of the people who make the money.
Yeah. It was like when we were there was a protest in the summer about or in September about trans kids.
Yeah,
and they wanted to ban. Well, they wanted to ban everything in schools, but like ban teaching of anything LGBTQ, and then also ban any sort of care for trans kids. And we were chanting something about like down with fascism or something like that, or stop, no more fat. We won't stand for fascism or something more catchy.
Don't it had do a fascism. Good ring to it. Yeah.
We were like, don't do fascism. And then, because I was standing like right at the front, and so like I was like face to face with another, like with a person on the other side, with just like a cop in between us, and he's like, "You guys are the fascist ones." I'm like, how so?
Yeah, like I don't know if you understand what fascism is. Yeah. It's just a buzzword that they latch onto, and it's like, "Oh, my enemies and the people who don't believe what I believe are fascists."
Yeah,
not the people actually doing fascism.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, that guy looked way too much like my manager at HMV.
Eesh. So was it?
Oh, I should have asked.
Small world.
That was like 15 years ago. So,
yeah. It's depressing.
Yeah, but it is Easter Sunday, and the Lord has risen.
R.I.P. And welcome back.
And he hasn't just risen, as in from the dead.
He's got riz,
and he helps people rise.
Oh, boner-wise.
Boner-wise. Because have you seen the Spain sexy Jesus?
What the hell?
So a guy in Spain, an artist, made Jesus for this town's Easter celebrations. And people are a little upset, and we'll share with you, but this is sexy Jesus.
So the picture right now, it's a sexy, mostly naked Jesus on a big red circle with a big white background. So it looks like sexy Jesus on a Japanese flag.
Oh, true, yeah.
So it's doubly confusing.
Yeah. I think that's just like this version of the poster is that way.
But that's what I'm seeing now. And I'm like, okay.
But people are saying it's too sexual, too effeminate.
Too effeminate?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because he's naked?
Does it remind you of certain videos you're watching? Like,
I'm confused.
Yeah. So this was created by the town of Seville.
But also, did not Jesus espouse, the meek?
Yeah.
And the powerless and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly.
And aren't those traits kind of, I don't know, considered feminine?
Mm-hmm.
The things that Jesus wanted you to do?
Exactly. What's the name? The name of the guy who, artist, you want to pronounce that?
Salustiano Garcia?
Yeah. He created the art, the painting for the image for the Seville, Spain Easter celebration, and he's getting so much backlash.
I mean, I don't see why. It's no different. Like, you've seen like the buff Jesus one, right? Like,
yeah.
The one where he's super muscular and he's like breaking the cross. Yeah.
And Christians wear that on t-shirts.
I love that.
Yeah.
But like, how is that any different than this?
Yeah, exactly.
Just because he doesn't have like, he's not righted out and killing people?
Yeah.
Like, but is that not, Jesus wasn't that. He wasn't that.
No, he wasn't. And he loved perfume. There's a story in the Bible.
He liked being a little smelly boy.
Yeah, he liked smelling nice. He liked people touching his feet. He liked touching people's feet.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I'm out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jesus. Out. I'm not a foot guy.
Not a foot guy. Me neither.
But yeah, very interesting what riles people up.
Yeah.
Especially art.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're getting mad about. Art.
And his son was like, they're saying he's attractive. Well, thank you. Like, all they're saying is that they find him attractive, and that's it.
Yeah. Is that what it is? It's just too many of these Christians are like, he's too sexy and I'm attracted to him.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's evil.
Exactly.
And I can't be attracted to him because that would be gay.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably. Yeah. More or less.
Which is crazy.
Because they're not complaining that he doesn't look like he would be from first century Palestine. That's not the complaint.
Yeah, he is very white.
He is very white. So they're not complaining about that. They're complaining that they find him too sexualized. But Jesus is always shown without, like...
Yeah, butt-ass naked Easter, and a little towel or whatever.
So they're talking about what's happening inside their little bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I think, a good portion of these people have a lot of internalized homophobia.
Yeah. Oh, very much so, yeah. Speaking of Easter, this one's more sad. So you know how Christians are just seem to be okay with what's happening in Gaza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we've talked about like the Zionist death cult and how a lot of Christians want that to happen. So here we are.
So Easter season, Holy Week. Palm Sunday was last Sunday. Easter Sunday is today as of release. Mm-hmm. There wasn't actually much of a decrease this year for Palm Sunday for Christians making pilgrimages to Jerusalem, despite the horrors that the Israeli government is doing to the people of Gaza and the current starvation and famine that is caused on purpose and the tens of thousands of people who are dead as a result. Right. It's not affecting their tourist industry as much anymore, and Holy Week is in full.
Well, how would it affect their tourist industry?
Well, at first they were really worried about it, even though they're like also killing people. They're worried
even
about,
though they're
like,
starving and bombing the people and keeping them weak and powerless.
Yeah,
but they're worried they're going to be attacked
because they were trying to portray it as we're under attack, so we have to do this. So it's not safe to be in Israel right now. But then they're like, oh yeah, also, also tourism. But Jerusalem, I mean, is in the West Bank, so there is quite a buffer there. Mm-hmm. But still, you're still supporting this government. And it's
right.
And a buffer is in an army that,
yeah, there's a lot to this that is very hard to discuss. But yes, at the end of the day, it's just people not valuing other people's lives because they're not, I don't know, who they want them to be or whatever. They don't believe they have a right to live or have a right to have a home.
Yeah. I'm also going to put all the links for the news articles around this stuff in the description. I haven't done that in a while, but I really should start doing that again, so I will on this one. This next one is from Friendly Atheist. So what is it? The Trinity Foundation did an audit of churches and over the last number of years. So they made an estimate that in 2024, churches around the globe will embezzle $86 billion from their followers.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Not surprised at all.
Yeah, it's called
Ecclesiastical.
Thank you. Why didn't I? Yeah, ecclesiastical crime. I was a pastor.
crime.
I have dyslexia.
Ecclesiastical crimmy.
Speaking of my dyslexia, I didn't know because I always have trouble with right and left. I didn't know that was associated with dyslexia.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So
you just go like this. Left.
Yeah, but which one? But I also have dyslexia.
Oh, shit. Looks like an R now.
But yeah, so, and by 2050, they say it'll be $390 billion a year.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's assuming the churches last that long.
Yeah, exactly.
They will.
They will, but hopefully not as much. Yeah, but so basically the way it works is they say this is for a missions trip or collecting money for a missions trip, but it's just going to their pockets, things like that.
My
like
God.
You're giving to the Lord.
So much of like the tithing and like asking for donations and saying, you got to give this. And then the quiverful, all that shit too. Like it's none of it's going to you.
Yeah, no.
It's just going to them.
Yeah, exactly. And like,
tax the churches.
Private jets too, because a lot of them have private jets. That's a really good way to move money around. So they're like a lot of cash is moved around from country to country, in not the proper ways. So
tax the churches.
Yeah, let's get them taxed. Yeah,
tax the churches.
Especially since they're all just blatantly talking about politics from the pulpit now.
Yeah. Why don't we tax the churches and use that to fund mental health initiatives?
Yeah, I like that idea.
And then we can defund the police after that, and then use that money for infrastructure.
Well, it's like how tax money from cigarettes go to healthcare because it's causing healthcare problems.
Right.
You're causing trauma.
Your
money should go to mental health. Oh, that's a video we could talk about too. But there's a guy on TikTok who recently put out a video that's going viral that says that Christians can't have anxiety.
What do you mean?
You have anxious thoughts. You can have anxious thoughts that are put there by the devil. We have to fight against them. As anxiety, by saying you have anxiety, you're giving in to like...
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying suck it up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
These issues aren't real. You need to get over it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Is this another test by God? Is that what that
is? An attack by Satan.
An attack by Satan.
Yeah, he says it's Satan shooting flaming arrows at you.
Right. But how weak is God that he can't stop that?
He's pretty weak.
That's what I'm always confused by.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, there's a Satan doing this. Well, then why doesn't God stop Satan from doing that?
Damien, you have to understand that we live in a fallen world.
Okay. But the whole reason we fell is just, are we going, because Genesis? Is this
oh, yeah, we'll go
is
back
this
to
what we're talking
yeah.
But is it?
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason?
That's the whole reason.
So one little thing that got blown out of proportion and now everyone has to suffer forever.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Sounds like
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A cool guy that I want to follow. A petty little... Itch.
Petty little bit. So our final story before we go into our patrons. Have you seen, hear about this? The pastor, we'll watch the video together. So this happened in August, but it went viral this month, and he has apologized for the hurt.
Ooh, I did hear about this, yes.
You find more women going those places with shorts than you will women with pants and dresses put together. Try it. If you got time, try it. Have your boy go up there and try it. Just watch for it. Have your girl go up there and watch for it. And you know, I used to say this.
You're saying it now.
I haven't said this in a long time. You ready? I said, if you dress like that and you get raped and I'm on the jury, he's going to go free.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Now, you don't like, do you?
No, we don't like it.
I'm right, though.
No, you're not.
I can't help you like it. I'm right.
What the fuck?
Because, you know, a man's a man.
A man's a man.
If you're wearing shorts, you deserve to get raped. That's what I'm saying. That's fucked.
Disgusting. Yeah.
And that guy's so fucking old. Yeah. Honestly, if you're saying something like that, it probably means you're trying to justify things that you've done in the past.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's the thing that he actually did. I'm just saying it's probably pretty likely that he might have.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Sounds like a real piece of shit to me.
It really does. And I've
Holy
talked about this
fuck,
before,
that's
but
wild.
Like, have you seen those exhibits of like, but what were you wearing? Those exhibits where it's like shows what people were wearing and it's like pajamas or a, you know, snowsuit or like, it doesn't matter. It's not your fault because of what you're
An
wearing.
An outfit is not consent to be assaulted.
Exactly. It's just,
no.
It's awful. It's like somebody pointed out too, like there's this thing happening in New York where these probably incel men are going around punching women.
I've been seeing that too,
Yeah, and all the headlines are like women getting punched in New York. It's like, no, say men are punching women.
Yeah.
Like it is,
It's the vernacular that's put out there that makes it very confusing.
Yeah, yeah, it's awful. Speaking of not awful though, should we thank our patrons?
Yeah, let's thank our patrons.
My God, wow, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Hey everybody, we're here to thank our patrons today. Yes. And as you know, we've been away for a while, so we have a few more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to try things a little bit different than we normally do.
Yeah, because we're going to actually do a Bible study after this, so we're not going to do the Bible study for this.
We can't study the Bible twice in 1 month. That would be rude to the Bible.
Yeah, exactly.
And to studying.
So
I've never studied more than once in my life.
Nope.
And I never
neither.
Will.
And I never will. I'm never studying again.
Yeah, I'm not in school no more.
No.
I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm. Although I have panic dreams about being in school every
That's
night.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time we did an episode was on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And we
like
said...
Like the U2 song?
Yeah. We said, hey, let us know how we should thank our patrons in the meantime. And you all gave great answers. Instead, we just forgot. So we have
until right
list.
Now.
Yeah.
Listen, next month, maybe we'll do something fun.
Yeah.
Today, we're flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah. And so... Also, we haven't, anyways, we're going to thank you because you're all awesome and it makes it all worth it. Just even knowing that you care enough.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's the thing. Like the fact that you want to see more and you want to support the things that we're doing here is, it means a lot to us. And honestly, it's kind of crazy to think that people would do that. So it's very humbling and very... very nice to see. So thank you.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Yeah, it's hot. Mm. Oh, I have a story about that. I'll tell you after.
Okay. But first, we want to thank insert creative name here:
mm-hmm.
Morgan, Kenneth, Bunny Boop,
mm-hmm.
Patrick, Job, Cupid, Job. Do you think it's Job or Job?
Oh, maybe.
God Senpai, Tiffany. Nikki
Bay
Her Hellness Kazia Linda Cedogast
mm-hmm.
Sword Vigalan.
I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry also.
Robert
Sword. Robert, Seth, Jason, Sleeper Waves, Mira, Rachel,
mm-hmm.
Christine, Carolyn, Peter, Janelle, Ross, Callie, Sarah, I missed a bunch.
Yeah.
Tyus, Abia, and Flo, Trista, Sarah, Deadwood, Aaron, Tamra, Comrade, Gremlin.
Yes, and anytime if we get a name wrong, please just...
I'm so sorry.
We're sorry. And if there is something that you want us to, like, if you have a pronunciation, let us know, and we'll make sure we get it right.
And we'll do an apology tour.
Yeah. I have a last name that nobody in my life has ever gotten right.
I spelled it wrong on a poster.
Yeah, so that's just... I understand. And I'm always stressed out about other people's names. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we have some special now thank yous that we're going to do, right?
Yeah, I just want to thank Eric.
Mm-hmm.
From the bottom of my heart,
mm-hmm.
I would say probably the best looking person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that. And I want to thank our friend Grace. And Grace has just done so much for us in the karaoke community.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Making sure we're getting together, we're singing those songs,
yeah.
having those lyrics typed up, nice and neat, great fonts. So,
yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Just
thank
pieces
you,
of paper.
Just pieces of paper.
And Lauren, the voice of an angel.
Oh, yeah. Coming to those karaoke nights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those high notes, those low notes.
Yeah.
All the notes
all
in
the
between.
Way from Ava Maria to the Zaboomafoo theme song.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Murray. How could we forget Murray? We can't.
No.
Because he's unforgettable.
Oh.
And constantly sending us those memory from your past, you know, social media posts that you get on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every year, always tagging us. And you know what?
Yeah.
Thanks for the throwback to Thursdays.
There's a Doctor Who villain that you, as soon as you look away from them, you forget. That you saw them.
I feel like that's me
the
sometimes.
Opposite.
Oh, yes. That's
you're
true.
Like, you can never forget Murray.
So you're not a villain, hero.
Yeah.
You don't forget him. You always remember him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Got Patrick, the strongest person who has ever lived, both emotionally and
mm-hmm.
physically.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we have Vicky, who always has something nice to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We always have something nice to say about Vicky. Yeah. We love Vicky.
And the answer is A. Obviously, always knows the right answer.
That's true.
That's a good superpower. Every time you write a test, the answer is A. That's your skill.
I mean, it's good while you're in school.
Yeah.
But then after that, I don't know.
Sometimes you have to choose, like, I checking guess. Or
that's
savings.
True. That's true. You just always have to hope that your account is an A.
Yeah.
That's true. But I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's thank our friend Jeff. Jeff, you're number one. Well, you're number eight on this list, but you're number one.
in our hearts,
yes. You're number one.
Yes. And Neil is also number one.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Neil has the best penmanship of all human beings alive.
That calligraphy.
Yeah. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. His number ones, beautiful.
Beautiful.
And let's not forget Luke. Luke, I am not your father.
You're not.
No. And thank you for not being my child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's very important to me. I don't want children.
Jennifer, so. I am your father.
Whoa.
And I'm very proud of you.
Okay.
And I think you're doing great stuff in the world.
Mm-hmm. And then straw furries. I'm not really sure what a straw furry is, but...
like a strawberry.
Strawberry.
But moldy.
A hairy strawberry.
Yeah.
I've had a few of those in my days.
But this is the best one.
This is the best one. This is the one that's so pristine and perfect that you just can't help but be like, wow.
Yeah.
Nature's beautiful.
Nature is beautiful. And speaking of beautiful nature, Shantae.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So beautiful. Or is it just Sean? Either one. Shantae. I think it's Shantae. Wonderful. Wonderful beauty that... the Mona Lisa and what's another beautiful thing? Venus de Milo can go fuck themselves.
Right. That's true. And then let's not forget Edison Bruce, the only light bulb to be powered by gamma rays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
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 And Petro,
mm-hmm.
You may mean rock because you are our rock.
That's true.
Strong and mighty and filled with elves.
I also like to think of them as like petrol without the L because they never lose.
That's
they only
true.
Win.
Let's study some Bible.
Let's study some Bible.
What is this, Bible study?
Bible learning.
Is that from the Bible?
Don't do it. That's in the Bible.
The only lies worth believing are the ones in the Bible.
In the Bible.
A Bible? Ew.
All right.
Tell me about the Bible.
So, let's do a little preamble first. So, as you know, Trev, I have never read the Bible.
What?
So I thought, what better time than now to finally sit down and see what all the hubbub's about.
Yeah.
Maybe I would learn something. Maybe I'd gain some insight into what I've been missing all these years.
Okay.
And my heathenistic ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I started at the beginning, as you do, as God did too.
As God did too,
oddly enough, with Genesis chapter 1. So I kind of went by point by point, and I had a few questions for you too. So
sure.
The first thing I noticed, it could have just been the translation, but they said everything was a void.
Yeah.
But then there was like water and God flew over the dark water. So was everything just like wet? Is that what they're saying?
I think they're saying everything was wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then that's when the firmament happened and it kind of pushed the wetness out and then made stuff inside of that. And that's how heaven was created. I was really confused by this thing because I saw like some diagrams and it showed like, it almost looked like, you know, when flat earthers do like the dome.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it
That's
seemed
what
like.
They, yeah.
And then heaven was up here and then the earth was down here and that was the firmament, right?
Yeah. So the firmament protects the world from heaven, I guess.
Is that what it does? It protects
it? Well, it keeps all the things in.
Like separates. Okay.
Separate from space where the stars are and stuff.
Okay. So I was really confused by some of that.
He
just made like a big dome and then separated everything.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
I love that question. Sorry, so is heaven wet?
Yeah, is heaven wet then?
I guess it has to be.
I mean, you'd think so, because it was all water. God was floating around over the water,
yeah.
And he's just like, I'm sick of just looking at all this wet.
Yeah.
And then he pushed it away and made everything not wet, except heaven, which I guess was where all the water went. So
I guess so, because they thought because it rains, there must be a bunch of water up there.
Right, and it's just leaking down. It's just leaking down. It's like when your neighbor's toilet overflows.
Yeah, exactly.
And it starts leaking through the ceiling. Right. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. I didn't think about that at the time. And then, you know, we always have like the 7-day recap, which is kind of what the whole first thing was, right? Light, night and day, land, all that stuff. What did I have here? Heaven and light. Light in heaven to light on earth. So was there light in heaven before, or was it always dark as well?
That's a good question.
I feel like a lot of the stuff that I'm getting, the timelines are so convoluted and nothing's really clear. He's like, God made light, but then it was like, oh, he brought the light from heaven and then this is where it is now. So like, so was there light or was there not light? I'm confused.
Yeah, because there's day and night.
Yeah.
But then he invents the sun.
Well, that's the other thing, because on day one, he meant light and night and day. And then again, I think later this says there was like he created the sun and light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the sun wasn't, they didn't know that that's where the light came from. They thought it was just the sun in the sky when it was light out.
Okay.
And the moon in the sky when it was dark out. They didn't make the connection that like the sun was the source of the light.
Right. And the light of the moon is the reflection of the sun. Well, that was the other thing too, because then it was saying that like the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night or whatever. And then it said, this was something, it seemed like it was saying that the stars were there to light the earth and to rule over the day and night.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if that meant, was that implying that the stars kind of rule over that?
I guess.
Or is it just kind of like a thing, like they're above it and it's just there?
Yeah. And were they, like, what did they view stars as? Was that like, were they like angels or were they, I don't know.
I feel like I'm getting really in the weeds about a lot of this, but I'm like.
It is confusing. Yeah.
A lot of it is just like, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we're glossing over some very important things.
Yeah.
But divided it light and darkness, and then God said, yeah, that's good. And then made all the birds and fishes and said, yeah, have sex, it's cool. And then made all the land beasts and said, yeah, have sex.
Yeah.
And then made man after his image, vain.
Yeah.
And said, have sex, it's all yours, bro.
And it's also vain, like, it's vain of God to do that, but it's also vain of the writers to come up with that. Like,
right. So is this saying that God has a wiener?
I guess so.
Wow.
And his wife has a vajayjay.
Right. Okay. Right. I also find it, okay, so that's chapter one. Chapter one is the whole setup of, it's like, there's nothing, now there's something.
Yeah.
Here's the light. Here is, I guess, just every day he made a different thing.
Yeah.
And that fills up everything, sort of. I might be blasting through some of this, too, because I don't want to keep us going. Because I have a lot of stuff, but I think this is going to be a recurring theme with the Bible, where it seems that one chapter, they'll set something up, and then the very next chapter, it'll kind of do it again.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah.
Slightly differently.
They just took two different creation stories and put them both.
Threw them all together.
Yeah.
Right. Because then chapter two starts, he's done after 6 days of work. So it seems like he did 6 days of work, and then he's like, I'm done forever. It's all finished. It's perfect. Great.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to take eternity off. Yeah. Right? And then he made that day, like, blessed. He's like, this is a good job me day, right?
Yeah.
But then we get right back to like, just wait, where am I? Where are my notes here? Made man from nothing and then made a garden. So before it was saying that he created all the plants, all the stuff in those seven days and then man, but then he comes back and then does it again?
Yeah.
Is that what it's doing? Or is he just kind of like making a smaller version of this?
That's the apologist version. So the Christian apologist will say that God made everything, and then he redid it in the garden to show Adam his greatness.
Right, because that's almost what I was thinking it was, but then it was also like, but didn't he already do this?
Yeah, so it's really just two creation stories. They put them together,
right.
Different writers, and then they meld them together. But the apologist version is that they just did it again for Adam.
Right.
Yeah.
Another thing I was wondering, it says he planted a garden east in Eden.
Yeah.
East of where?
Exactly. In the east.
The east of where, though?
Yeah. Probably Israel, but.
Okay. But it seems like, I can't think, because they kind of get into that when they start talking about the rivers, and it's definitely all like, was it Pison Gion in Ethiopia? Hiddekel in Assyria, and the Euphrates, which is also like in that kind of like Middle East area. So it seems to be setting it all up in that place, which makes sense from where it came from.
Yeah.
but I'm also just like east east where? Like, yeah. Are we saying this is like in China? Or I guess it would be in that area. So
yeah,
then,
probably.
Right.
But Mormons say it's in Jackson County, Missouri.
I think it is, though.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. Right. Do you... So it's so interesting too. Like they said, everything in here you can eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
Why put the tree of knowledge of good and evil in there if you didn't want them? If you didn't want to have it?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, why put that temptation there?
Why do you need to plant that tree there? And not only that, why do you need to plant that tree there and say like, hey, don't do that, don't touch that? Because like it just feels like you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
And shouldn't you, as an all-knowing being, know that it's going to fail?
Yeah. You'd think so. He knows. Yeah, if he knows everything, then he knows exactly what he's doing, and it's his fault just as much as it is their fault. Yeah.
Also, I didn't realize this either. It just kind of name drops Adam. It doesn't say that, oh, and God called him Adam. It just says, Adam did this. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
it kind of came out of came out of nowhere, and I might have missed it when I was reading, but I didn't see anything, and it just referred to him as Adam.
Interesting. I wonder.
Could be a translation thing.
Could be a translation. Maybe Adam wasn't the name. Maybe Adam was like a description.
Right. It was like first man or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was because like I was reading it and then it just said Adam did this, and I'm like, wait, when did he get a name? Because then, and then this was weird. He wanted to see what he called all the animals too. I thought that was very strange.
Yeah.
Very kind of patronizing, I think, a little bit. Well, maybe not. I mean, it's like you have a kid and you're like, what are you going to call it?
Yeah, what do you call your stuffed
animals?
What
are you going to call your stuffed animals? And then he knocks him out, rips his rib out, and makes a lady. And then, they're just butt-ass naked. And that's chapter two. They really go through this so quick.
Yeah.
But like, a lot happens, but then a lot doesn't happen, and nothing's really greatly explained.
Yeah.
And then we come in chapter three. There's a sneaky snake, and he's just like, "Hey, lady, God said don't eat off that tree, right?" And she's like, "No, we'd die if we do." And then he's like, "You'll be fine." The snake was right.
Yeah.
The snake was right. They were fine.
They were fine. God was a liar. Yeah.
So it just sounds like almost like an abusive boyfriend kind of situation where it's just like, don't do this because I don't want you to do it. Otherwise, you'll die.
Yeah.
And they didn't die. They were fine.
And do you notice what they didn't call the snake?
What?
Satan. It never says that the snake is the devil.
No, it said serpent. Well, actually, that's a little something. I want to jump ahead a little to that.
Yeah.
Because afterwards where, you know, God's like, oh, the snake's bad. So now you have to crawl on your belly. What was he doing before?
Yeah,
did the snake have legs? Was it like Lowly Worm in Richard Scarry, where he was just like hopping up on its tail with like one shoe, like a straight snake like that? Like, what was it doing before?
Well, now that's canon, but I think the a lot of images
like a little
will
top hat. He's like, what do you think? So it was a lizard before then.
Yeah, or it was like the alien guy at the end of Spaceballs. Alan.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. It's so funny. Is the whole thing is God's just going to be mad that they're not going to be stupid anymore.
Yeah.
That's what he's pissed about. He's like, oh, you can't know this stuff because I want you to be dumb and just do whatever.
Yeah.
But then they eat it. They're both to blame. Not the snake.
Yeah.
Not Eve. Both of them are.
Yeah.
But then Eve gets all the shit for it.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Because the Bible hates women.
Yeah. It does. It's like, oh, you're a dumb lady. You listen to a snake. Yeah. Now, childbirth forever is going to be horrible and you'll die. And then for Adam, he's just like, oh, you just got to be in charge of this lady. Like, what? What kind of punishment is that? It's ridiculous.
You got to get a job and you got to be in charge for it. Yeah.
Like, what the hell? I was also thought of funny because one thing, again, this might be a translation thing. Well, so they ate the fruit, and then they made fig aprons, like fig leaf aprons, which is really funny. And they're like, oh, no, we're naked. Oh, let's hide. It said God's voice walked through the garden. So I don't know, like, is God strolling through the garden or is it just like his voice kind of like went through it or something? I'm not.
Yeah. Again,
probably a translation thing. But this is another thing, too. Is he not paying attention to everything? Is he just kind of oblivious to what's going on?
That's the thing, because the Bible...
Or is he playing it coy?
Early Bible, he seems to be only understanding what's happening in his presence. Like, he doesn't seem to be omnipresent. Like, even, like, the story of the Tower of Babel, which you'll get to.
Yeah.
He comes down to Earth.
Okay.
And he walks around. He doesn't like, and then he discovers they're building a tower.
Oh, like that show, Joan of Arcadia.
Yeah, exactly.
He has to go down and live amongst the people to see everything.
What
okay.
if God was one of us? Yeah.
Yeah, but it feels like a trap. And then, like, they hide, and they're like, why'd you hide? He's like, oh, I was naked. He's like, who told you?
Yeah.
Who told you you were naked? I'm like, all right, you sound like a bit of a pervert here, my dude. He's like, I wanted you to be naked for me, and you weren't supposed to know.
I needed to see your wiener.
I wanted to see your wiener and boobies. That's for me. Now I can't, because I look like an asshole. Like, what? Yeah. But then man blames the wife, so the wife is bad, and then the woman blames the snake, so then the snake is bad, and then... Yeah. Again, it's, man, it's so wild.
Yeah.
It just, and it happens so quickly too. And then this is another, okay, this is when they said, he said to the snake, and then I think to the man, he said to the snake, I'll bruise thy head and bruise thy heel.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So there's different interpretations. One of the main things is like, people didn't like snakes. So it's just like, when you see a snake, you like, first thing you're going to do is kick it away, because it could be poisonous. So that's the curse, is that people are going to kick its head. The other thing is that Christians, a lot of Christian apologists say that's saying that when Jesus dies on the cross, he's going to kick the devil. But that's ridiculous.
But what does that have to do with bruising your heel? Like he's going to like hook kick the devil and bruise his heel?
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with man, though? Because man's not doing that. That's Jesus.
That's Jesus, yeah. No, it's totally... And like a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. Because it says... Because they're like, it doesn't say man as in mankind. It's a man, and that man is Jesus.
Okay, yeah, well, it doesn't say that,
no,
but
it
okay.
Doesn't. Yeah, it means that when you see a snake, you're going to be like, ah, a snake, and then kick it. Which you shouldn't kick snakes. Unless you're surviving. I'm not going to tell you whether or not to kick snakes.
We're not going
to
give you survival tips here. But then again, then God makes childbirth painful to women, which sucks. Yeah. And then he's like, you have to follow the man. And then for the man, he's just like, there's going to be some thistles and stuff, and you have to eat seeds and bread.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What? I was so confused. Like, why do you just have to like eat plants and bread and that's your punishment?
Yeah. It's like,
that's all I do.
That feels like a I think you should leave sketch where you're like, oh no, my punishment's way worse. I gotta eat seeds
and bread. And then that's when Adam names Eve, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it comes at the end too. It's like, oh, because she's like the first mother, I guess, the start of man, that's why he calls her Eve. So she didn't have a name before, but Adam had a name before.
Right, yeah.
And she was just nameless.
Yeah. And a lot of people think because there are two creation stories, so because they show how man and woman, so like in Genesis 1, there's man and woman are created, and then Genesis 2, Eve is created from the rib. Because it's just two different stories. There's nothing to read into that other than it's just two different stories, but because you need to read into it if you want to make it work, that first woman... So they say it's two different women, and the first one is Lilith.
Oh.
Which, that's not what it is. But that makes sense if you need to make it two different stories, as you
have
Lilith in there.
Two women.
Yeah.
But then what happened to Lilith?
She like, rebelled and didn't want to listen to a man and was the first feminist and walked away, and then God created Eve, who was more obedient.
Well, this sounds pretty cool, I gotta say. And then after that, I thought it was really funny. God made them some pretty cool clothes.
Yeah.
And like he always had the ability to make them clothes.
Yeah.
But he chose not to.
Yeah.
Because he wanted them naked.
He just likes the drama.
He loves them to be butt naked.
Yeah. He loves it. Yeah.
This guy's sick.
He's like hanging out with all the other gods. He's like, look at my little naked guys.
Are
you going to give them clothes? No, this is funny.
He could have done it the whole time.
Yeah.
He could have saved all this stuff, but he didn't until they did something and they made terrible fig aprons. Like, those are ugly, dude. Here, have some like sick clothes.
Yeah.
And then he drives them off and says, go away. And that's the end of Genesis chapter 3. And that's kind of where I read up to for today. I wasn't sure how much I should read for this and how much we want to talk about.
Well, I have so many questions too. Like, why did God only create two people.
Yeah.
But he created, like, it doesn't seem like he created two of every animal. He just created animals all over the earth, right?
Well, he created it all, and he said, this is for you.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
Except this one thing you can't do.
Yeah. So, like, because he kills animals to make clothes.
Yeah.
So that must mean he either, so it's not two of each animal. There's, like, a bunch of them. You can't also make a species with only two people. They will
no,
die
that's not
so
good.
Fast.
But also, he doesn't need to kill him to make clothes, because he did with Adam to make Eve. He just took out a rib,
yeah.
closed it up, and healed him, and then made Eve. So why couldn't he just do that with the animals?
Yeah.
Why do we have to, like, kill them now?
Yeah.
Why does this have to happen?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it's funny to see. Like, I understand where a lot of, like, the justification for saying a lot of the stuff, like, oh, this is, again, it's their creation stories.
Yeah.
They're explaining why these things are like this and why everything is like this. But it all happens so quickly, and it's so convoluted, and there's, like, these giant,
yeah.
like, sweeping things, which, I mean, I guess you're going to have, but with, I feel like, how long the Bible is, I feel like we're, like, blasting through this.
Yeah. And the thing is, okay, so these are the two creation stories that people get behind, and
right.
they make them work into one. But it seems like before these stories were written, because they took Yahweh from mm-hmm. another religion, there were other stories about creation that
yeah.
involved a chaos monster.
Okay.
So when they landed on monotheism, well, they weren't quite at monotheism when Genesis.
They're on their way.
They're on their way to monotheism, but mm-hmm. God's at least a little more powerful, so he doesn't need to fight anything in order to make Earth. He just makes it, and the serpent comes back as a tempter instead of like a thing he has to battle. But in Psalm 76 and in Job 26, I'm getting these verses wrong, I'll just look it up here. They're just two of the examples of times. So yeah, it was Psalm 74 and then Job 26 are two examples of times where there are other creation stories, or there are hints at other creation stories in the Bible. So it's not even
okay.
just these two. There's multiple ones. Psalm 74 says, "You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the head of the sea monster in the water. You broke open strings and torrents. You dried up flowing streams. You crushed the head of the Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness." So that's a hint to, like, the other creation stories that would...
Right. Like, the Leviathan would be part of it?
Yeah.
That's, like, the chaos monster?
As the chaos monster, yeah.
Yeah, because then you got to wonder, why did God make a Leviathan?
Yeah, exactly. So
why would
the Leviathan was there, because God's not the creator of everything, he's just the creator of Earth.
Right, because
yeah.
even in this one, where it's saying, like, with the firmament, it just feels like he made a terrarium to
yeah.
do his little experiment
yeah.
in.
Yeah, exactly.
So... And then that's when we go back to, like, you know, it's like, well, who created the world? Like, God did. It's like, well,
yeah.
then who created God?
Yeah.
By your own book, it seems like he's just part of something larger.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It just kind of keeps going. So, like,
yeah.
well, then who created that? And what world is he in? And then,
yeah.
you know, you're just going further and further back without ever actually having an explanation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then in Job, he stretches out the north over the empty space and hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps up the water in his clouds, and the cloud does not burst under them. So this is another creation story. The departed spirits are made to tremble under the waters and the inhabitants. Sheol is naked before him. So that's kind of like hell, like the
yeah,
pit.
So it's saying like Hades put them all into a big pit underground where
yeah.
they have to tremble.
Yeah.
I guess.
And Abaddon has no covering. I'm not sure about that. He obscures the face.
I think Abaddon's like a Satan kind of character,
oh, okay.
like a death demon.
Yeah.
I've heard the name before.
He obscures the face of the full moon and spreads his clouds over it. He inscribed a circle on the surface of the water. At the boundary of light and darkness, the pillars of heaven tremble and are amazed at his rebuke. With the powers, he quieted the sea, and his understanding, he shattered Rahab. His breath, the heavens are cleared. His hand has pierced the fleeing serpent. Behold, these are the fringes of the ways, and how faint a word we hear of him, but his mighty thunder, who can understand?
Okay, yeah. So Abaddon appears in the Bible as both a place of destruction as an angel of the abyss.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, used to reference to a bottomless pit, often appearing along the place of Sheol,
yeah.
meaning the resting place of dead peoples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Bible is full of creation stories. Yeah.
I think this is going to be a recurring theme as I go through this, is a lot of questions about things happening over and over again and slightly different.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yep, that's okay. Gonna happen.
I'm gonna have to start putting these. I'll write these notes up. I'll put them on like a Google Drive so I can keep track of everything.
Yeah,
and good call.
Yeah, make
like
a spreadsheet.
And, yeah, I'm trying to just like, because most of what I'm doing is I'm reading through and kind of bullet pointing like little notes and putting little questions that I have. I think that's the most concise way I can do this. If anyone listening has a suggestion of something that I should focus on while reading through this, that'd be really helpful as well. I wanted to tell you, while I was looking for a copy of the Bible, I found one. It was YouVersion Bible app and audio, because I was like, read Bible online, and the first
one was
the one
I had back in the day was
Bible.com or whatever. So I'm like, okay. And then it brought me an app. I'm like, okay, I can read it on my phone. That's nice. But then I go down, and then the first thing I see, like, this app may share these data types with third parties, personal info, financial info, and three others. It may collect these types of data, personal info, photos, videos, and other four others. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to give this to read the Bible.
Wow.
But it takes your financial information, email address, user IDs, political and or religious beliefs, crash logs and diagnostics, contacts, your device or other IDs, app activity, personal info, email address, name, user IDs, address, political and religious beliefs, photos for some reason. Like, what? Why do you need this for me to read a Bible?
Holy shit, I just downloaded Bible Gateway. I need to look that up and see what I...
So I just read it on the browser. I'm not downloading an app. I'm not giving any permission to these people. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I downloaded Bible Gateway the other day. You know what the first thing that happened when I opened the app? Car commercial.
Oh my God. What I should probably just do is just find an ebook and just download
Good call, yeah.
I'm still going to look for a physical copy. I want a physical copy that I can hold.
Yeah.
But they didn't have them at the thrift stores.
I might have. I'll see if I have an extra one.
No, yeah. I got to find one.
Okay.
I got to find one.
Okay, deal.
That's my mission.
Yeah. All right, folks. It's good to be back.
Yeah. It's good to see you again. Yeah. We love you.
Hold your friends closely. Love your pets.
And,
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.